part of the project. One of the reasons I feel so honored is precisely because the book beautifully combines academic work and activist work. And therefore, perhaps more so than strictly academic books, may lead the way to thinking about solutions, future strategies, and so on. I have been interested in the question of the status of migrant workers and the implications of temporary migrant status for almost 30 years now. I have initially and still been interested in this question in relation to temporary caregivers and domestic workers. And when I started working on this topic in the late 1980s, it seemed in some ways that the conditions for domestic workers and for seasonal agricultural workers were almost like an exception in Canadian society, which Canada is thought as a country of permanent migration. And it seemed like this was the exception, the anomaly, rather than the rule. Over the years, it seems like this is the new normal. As Canada, you know, for the last decade or so, has been accepting a larger number of migrant workers rather than permanent immigrants, and so on. And this has become, in some ways, the rule rather than the exception. At another level, as the work of the Work Reception Center clearly demonstrates, precarious work has spread to other parts of the population. So what we see now are conditions for people, even some of whom might even be citizens of Canada or have permanent status in Canada, conditions that are increasingly becoming like the conditions that apply to temporary migrant workers. So what I see as an irony in this situation is that at one level, objectively, it seems like more and more people in the population are sharing these kinds of conditions. And yet, politically, thanks to the work of some extra right-wing, nativist, populist, you might say fascist politicians who are trying to divide and rule, who are trying to divide workers against each other, pit people against each other, and so on. It seems like for the moment at least, a politics of nativism is prevailing, and that's the kind of politics which would succeed in pitting people against one another. So the most serious challenge in my mind now is to try to reverse that direction in politics and make sure that politicians are not able to work on some of the real insecurity that many working class people who may be privileged by citizenship status and by race, but who may still be feeling the impact of a neoliberal globalizing economy on their lives, on themselves. The challenge is to be able to create a politics of solidarity so that all working people would be working together towards something much better for all of us rather than being divided against each other. I actually am thinking that on the one hand, it's an irony that it was almost again 30 years ago that there were two books that came out. One actually had the term unfree labor in its title, it was a book by Robert Miles, a British scholar, and another by Robin Cohen. Both from the same year, 1987. We haven't gone in an optimistic direction. We have got much worse in many different parts of the world in terms of how prominent, how widespread precarious status, precarious working conditions might have become. But we may want to capture this very grim moment as a moment of opportunity rather than as a moment to be to refrain from politics. So if we do so, I think we may go in a very different direction.
Okay, our last. Okay, Chris Ramsrup has joined us as well. Chris, you didn't know this, but the way that we've organized this panel is that everyone who comes into the room that has contributed to the book has to come in and speak now. I'm kidding. Well, we're giving opportunity if you would like. I'm just kidding. But if you would like, you could come up here and say a few words about the book. It's up to you. Or you can speak after Dina. Is that okay. So we may have two more speakers, but we definitely have one more. Dina Ladd. Dina Ladd is a tireless organizer extraordinaire who has been working to improve wages and working conditions for immigrants, racialized communities, and low-wage communities for the past 20 years. She's been a union organizer in the garment, service, and manufacturing industries, has developed courses for young workers, racialized workers, and women. Dina is one of the founders and a coordinator of the Toronto Workers Action Centre.
Hi, everyone. So